like you can run to. I'll be the girl on your poster.
This is WHYY 90.9 FM. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Singer-songwriter Suzanne Scheer is a Philly-based Pittsburgh native and started recording music with the likes of Ricky P and Wiz Khalifa at the age of 18. And now, at the age of 29, she's come into her own and has just released her debut album, On the Blue Hour. The experimental album fuses elements of soul, pop, R&B, and electronic music, and the result is sexy, sexy, sexy. Well, Suzanne joins me right now. Suzanne, what a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
What exactly made you think that the time was right for you to come out with an album of your own? I mean, you could have gone on collaborating, right, with other musicians?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually, when I started making this album, was just sort of in a limbo. Honestly, was feeling pretty defeated about it. And then my friend, the artist Lotit, who is one of the producers on the album, had another producer friend, Expo, and he said, like, let's just go through to the studio and just make some stuff for fun. And we made a couple songs, and then, you know, as we got maybe halfway through recording some of the songs, I think the three of us realized, this is an album, let's make this.
It was as simple as that.
Yeah, somehow it was as simple as that. And I think, you know, it was just really special. It was just like three friends who enjoy making music, who understand each other's sound, staying in the studio all night, having fun making music.
Do you ever get insecure, though, about anything, your sound, your looks, the people you're working with, or, you know, maybe you have to go do a live performance somewhere? Comments on social media. How do you deal with that?
I come off as very confident, which I always kind of think is funny because truthfully, I'm not. And another really interesting thing about this has been the aspect of social media, and it is such an important part, unfortunately, I think, of being an artist now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling the most confident it's when I'm performing or when I'm working on music. But sometimes I wish I could just be like invisible and you could just hear the music. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know how I deal with that. I think I'm very lucky. I have really incredible people, friends and family in my life in general that have always just been so loving and supporting. And I also think once you really sort of know yourself and just like get a grasp on the things that actually matter to you, any sort of negativity or projections that people put on you, it's just much easier once you're older to kind of, you know, shrug them off. I feel very fortunate and very lucky that I am in a position where I'm able to work on and follow this dream of mine. Not everybody gets this opportunity. And more than anything, I'm just very grateful that I have it right now.
Fight for it until it's mine.
Exactly.
That is, of course, a lyric from your song, Down For You, which is on the album. Yeah. Any advice for musicians?
Be patient with yourself and your art and make sure that you're enjoying it. And if it doesn't feel like you're enjoying it, then maybe you need to take a little break or take a step back from it and rethink it. Find a team that you want to grow with and that you feel excited to be working with. And just be prepared to have it sort of take over your life because it is a lot of work and there are a lot of moving parts. It's not just about making the music anymore once you really start trying to do something with it. So buckle up.
Your favorite song on the album?
Oof. For the longest time, Drive.
It's a mood setter, all right.
Cool, yeah, right on, thank you. Well, I guess on the album there are a few songs that do lean a little bit more in like a sexual light. I don't know, there's just something about the way that that song flows. I feel like it's sort of like mesmerizing. It was really fun to write it, went off, and songwriting for me is a little bit on the heavier side, so yeah.
All right, very, very cool.
Thank you.
If people wanted more information about you, about the album On the Blue Hour, where should they go?
Check out my Instagram. It's at Suzanne Scheer, SuzanneSheer. So in the bio, I've got a link tree where you can access the full album on multiple streaming platforms, check out all of the music videos, see anything I have coming up. And we just launched our merch store. So there's some really cool stuff on there, t-shirts and underwear, which I'm really excited about. Yeah.
Well, Suzanne, an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY. I think I was made for